Good morning. It's, what time is it? It's 4:42 in the morning. I promised myself I'm going to do 30 podcasts in 30 days to get up to speed. I didn't get to do a podcast yesterday, so I'm doing one. This is for yesterday. It's not even light out yet. I woke up at about 3 o'clock in the morning. I do that. I don't know what happened. I used to not be able to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. But I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning now. And I was at the computer and I heard the first crow. So I figured this would be a good time to do a podcast. I'm going to talk about kindergarten today. Last year in May, June, or so, I started visiting a kindergarten 3 times a week. It's in Koga, but it's almost an hour away by bicycle. So, I get a lot of exercise now. I ride almost 100 kilometers a week altogether. God, I would never do that on my own. If I wasn't forced to ride my bicycle that far, I would never have the willpower to do that. So, I started out at this kindergarten. I found out the job through a friend who owns an English school here in Koga. And he's a very religious guy. So this kindergarten is a Christian kindergarten. It's run by a Japanese minister who is Christian. I don't know what denomination. Whatever, it's the denomination where the church has no decorations on the inside. It's totally different from my upbringing because I was brought up Catholic. We got statues and all kinds of signs, the stages of the cross and candles all over the place. Stained glass windows. And his church is just a sort of like an empty box on the inside. Anyway, he's running this kindergarten for many, many, many years. He ran it with his wife, but his wife has COPD, so she's at home now. They used to be from what I heard from the other teachers, it used to be good that there was the two of them because his wife used to keep him in check. She kept him based in reality. But now that he's running the show by himself, he's doing things like having a foreigner come in and play with the children. So I met this minister at my friend's school, which is also his house, and we talked for a while, and he talked about what he wanted to do, and it sounded okay to me. I've never dealt with kindergarten preschool kids. Last time I was around preschool kids, I was in preschool. I'm open to new adventures now after, geez, almost 17, 18 years of working in front of a computer by myself all day. I'm much more open to doing things that are outside of my comfort zone. Kids are outside of my comfort zone. They were. One of the questions he asked me in that first meeting was, what religion are you? You're not Muslim, are you? And I wanted to say something like, well, you know, Muslims, they worship the same God as Abraham, and they think Jesus is one of the prophets, so, you know, they're not that different. They're human beings like the rest of us. But I didn't. I said, no, I was raised Catholic. And he said, oh, that's good. Because I think if I was Islamic, I wouldn't have gotten a job. I don't know why. But he's an 80-year-old guy with his way of thinking. That was Sunday. And the next day, I showed up at the nursery school for the first time, and I rode my bicycle there. And I get there, and none of the teachers knew that I was coming. There are one, two, three, four or five teachers. And they're completely shocked, floored, that I'm going to be coming to the school three times a week. They looked floored. They looked like they didn't know what to do with me. And that's sort of the way that everybody is when they meet a foreigner. They really don't know how to act or what to say. And they're very self-conscious because a lot of people have the English complex problem. Let me just check to make sure I'm recording. But the kids, on the other hand, they were really excited to see me. And the thing that really surprised me was they didn't treat me like a cartoon character or a Disney character in a costume. I was just a normal human being to them, and they welcomed me like a normal human being, not a exotic animal. That's the way it used to be in Japan. You visit, back in 1990, from 1990 to 94, I was an ALT, and I taught in junior high schools, and sometimes we did elementary school visits. And the kids treated you like a zoo animal. It was a petting zoo. And it wasn't like that at all this time. The kids welcomed me in a way that I have never been welcomed in Japan. I've been accepted as part of their tribe. And we get along great. I go there three times a week for 3 hours each time. I go in the afternoons on Mondays and Wednesdays, and I come in the mornings on Fridays. I teach hiragana, the phonetic alphabet, phonetic character set for Japanese, to the kids who are a little bit behind. I use iPad apps, and I use cards that I make and laminate them and all that stuff. Teaching kids how to read in Japanese. And then on Fridays, I do a little English lesson, about a half an hour, using the Genki English curriculum, which is great, which is a complete, saved my bacon. If it wasn't for Genki English, I don't know what I would be doing there. Hugely popular curriculum. I highly recommend it to anyone who is ever stuck teaching little kids and don't know what to do. It's about 30,000 yen. Really great. This is me scratching my cheek. The kindergarten is exactly the place where I need to be. I kind of feel like I flunked life and had to go back, start over again in kindergarten. And these kindergarten kids, they're teaching me a lot. They ask for what they want. When a Japanese person meets me for the first time, they usually avoid eye contact and they're very nervous. These kids, they come up to me and hug me, and if they want a ride on my shoulders, they say, "Give me a ride on your shoulders." And they don't hold grudges. A five-year-old has a fight with another five-year-old, and a minute later, they're back friends again. How many adults do you know that do that? I think five-year-olds are my favorite human beings, by far. I'm really attached to these kids. And the funny thing is had I gone to Zimbabwe instead of Japan and ended up at a nursery school in Zimbabwe, the kids would probably be just as special as these kids here. These kids really, you know, there's nothing special about them, but they're very special to me. They're like my own children. It's going to be hard to part with them someday. The problem is, I'm not getting paid a lot. I'm getting paid just a little bit above minimum wage to hug children for a living. And what I get back from it is a lot more than just what I get paid. But I can't explain that to my wife. I need to start making more money. And the amount of money I should be making a month is about 10 times what I'm making from visiting the kindergarten. It doesn't add up. I'm going to have to give up that job, and I'm really sad about it. There was a guy, a Japanese guy, beginning this year? Keep forgetting his name. He ended up in Syria in the hands of ISIS as a hostage. And when the news first came out, when he first showed up on the news, nobody knew who he was or what he was doing there. And it turned out that he visited Syria and he felt like he belonged. He felt like he finally made friends. And he ended up with his head cut off. And you know what? I understand how he feels. His life went off the rails. And he felt like he was where he belonged in Syria. It's a shame that he didn't go to a kindergarten. He could have kept his head. Still no light. So was that a coherent story? I'm visiting a kindergarten 3 times a week. I love the kids. There's about 35 of them, between 3 and 5 years old. I get along good with the kids. I don't fit in as a teacher. The teachers, they say good morning to me and they say goodbye to me, but between those 2 times, they don't have a whole lot to say. And that's what it's like living in Japan a lot of the time, is not fitting in like that, is being the third wheel all the time. Last weekend on Saturday was the nursery school's sports day, and I didn't have to go, but I decided I would go anyway on my own time. And I showed up there, and sports day is sort of like a celebration of conformity, where the kids are on display to show how they have learned to work in a group dynamic when the kids aren't doing one of the sporting events. They're sitting down in nice orderly rows, behaving themselves. It takes a lot of training to get the kids to do that. But that's why they're going to nursery school. They're learning how to be Japanese and how to behave as part of a group. They're being tamed. So I was at this sports day and I didn't have anything to do. All the teachers have something to do and the kids always have something to do, and I didn't have anyone to talk to, and the parents there act as if I'm the invisible man. They don't make eye contact. So after lunch, I decided I would go home, because I just felt really awkward there. And then yesterday, Monday, I showed up for school, showed up at school at noon, and there was an awkward atmosphere with everybody. The teachers, I think I made a mistake by leaving early and not telling anybody on Saturday. There's an awkward feeling in the air. I don't know if you've ever really screwed up and nobody will talk about it. That's what it feels like. I don't know how I'm going to fix that. But there's another school that's in a shopping mall, another English conversation school, that's looking for a teacher. And I'm going to visit them today and see if I can get a job there. Other than the kindergarten, I'm teaching mostly all private lessons. I teach elementary school kids at an apartment complex about an hour away from Koga by train in Omiya. But those kids are getting older and they're dropping out. I'm not making enough money there. I haven't been able to recruit more younger kids. So I'm gonna have to give up that gig, and those kids are also important to me. It's a lot of letting go of people. You can't get attached to the people that you teach. You can't get attached too much because, well, you know, nobody takes English classes forever. It's sort of like piano lessons or karate lessons. Most people, you know, they get to junior high school age and you give up the piano lessons and the karate lessons and the English lessons. So I gotta get used to that. I think that was long enough. I'll do another podcast tonight after I have the meeting with the school in the shopping mall. Okay, signing off.